Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's tough to get into college these days, especially one of the really top-tier schools out there. So, you know, parents start planning early for this kind of thing. And it seems like there are some parents who will do just about anything, including break the law and lie to get their kids into school. Is this widespread? David Dillard is the president of KD College Prep and joins us this morning. David, with all the stories that have come out in the last 48 hours about the group out in California where the celebrities were paying for, I mean, complete fabrications to get their kids into Harvard, is this common? Do you have people who contact you with shenanigans like that?
That's not the type of people we attract.
Right, good, okay.
We've been working with families for the last three decades and have worked with almost 70,000 families over that period of time. And we attract those who cherish education and are willing to work for it. And so we're about coaching them to be their best selves and find the best fit.
So one of the things that struck me was that these celebrities, in some cases, or families that were willing to cough up money, actually paid to have other people take the ACTs and the SATs. And in one case, apparently, according to the court documents, paid the proctor to correct the test. It's been a while since I took the SATs, but I thought it was pretty secure when I went. I mean, they checked my ID. No one was allowed to talk. And you know, if you looked like you were doing anything shady, the other people in the room kind of freaked out about it because their career was on the line. Am I wrong about that?
You're right. The procedures that the testing organizations have are very specific and very tight. What this represents is a bad actor on the outside that understood the system and knew where the weak points were, knew who could be vulnerable, and had the resources to take advantage. Did. And so these are people that aren't doing it in the light of day. They are doing it where people can't see it.
Once the test is turned in, and
so what it just points to is there's corruption at every level in society, and this doesn't get a pass either. So if you want to find crooks out there, you can. If you want to find cheats out there, you can. And it's not just in the college admissions world. It's
all
everywhere.
Over the place. The other thing that was weird, David, was this: the group that said that they got kids scholarships for playing sports that they didn't play. I mean, in one case, you know, somebody who was a football star supposedly, and yet their high school had no football team and they couldn't produce any documents. Now, listen, there's one thing that I will tell you is that people pay attention to high school sports. I mean, the people who are into really pay attention to it. That's why it surprised me. You might be able to make up that you won the equivalent of the Nobel Prize in chemistry, and no one would know because we don't apparently as a society care about that. But they care about whether you are an amazing football player in high school. How did that get by?
Well, in most cases in the report, they were dealing with lesser popular sports. Still, great athletes are in those sports and things like that, but they don't get as much attention. The football is an exception, but some of it was rowing and other things like that.
On a second tier,
So if you're dealing with areas that typically get less attention, you're not going to have quite the scrutiny.
Yeah.
And that's what they took advantage of the most.
Yeah. Now my sister's going to be mad because she rode in college, so I should already apologize for her. I can hear that phone call coming in, calling that second tier. But so, what is your advice to parents who are looking to get their kids into college about the way to be assertive, aggressive, and shine things up to make your kid stand out, but not cross any lines? I guess it's tell the truth is the first thing.
Well, the irony of it is what a college is trying to do in the admissions process is just understand who the authentic student is. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that I would encourage parents and students to do first is recognize that there's more than one good college out there. Part of the problem here is they get fixated on a particular school that is the name brand of the day, the popular school that maybe other relatives went to, and they think that that's the only school that will be that make them happy. The reality is there are about 2,400 four-year colleges out there, and most of them are very good. Mm-hmm. So the question is, where will you be the best fit? Mm-hmm. And then paying attention to yourself, paying attention to academics, paying attention to the things that you really have a passion and interest for, and get involved and look for leadership opportunities and do it over a sustained period of time instead mm-hmm. of trying to just build a resume and create and play the game.
Yeah.
They don't really want the game.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you are going to be attractive to the school that would be best fit for you.
Yeah. Broad net and be candid and honest with yourself and everybody around you. David Dillard, the president of KD College Prep. Really appreciate you talking that through with us this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.